You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702.
Health and wellness.
All right, so for our wealth and wellness feature today, we are discussing thyroid problems. Do you have such? How are you dealing with them? How have you dealt with them? I want us to discuss more even about the disorders, right? That can range from small, it can be harmless, goiter, right? But there are other instances where the treatment, if there's no treatment, you could be talking about life-threatening cancer. So if you have dealt with thyroid problems before, yeah, just call us and talk to us about how you're dealing with it. And maybe you've got questions because this is something you're dealing with now. I'll take your calls on 011-883-0702. You can send a WhatsApp voice note as well on 072-702-1702. Dr. Regina Mampani is an endocrinologist with the Life Rose Acres Hospital and Arvib Medical Center, who's going to help us understand thyroid problems more and take some of your questions. Dr. Mampani, thank you so much for making time. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement, and good morning to all the listeners.
So for those who may not know, just talk to us about what and where is the thyroid gland.
Okay, so the thyroid gland is a gland that is in front of our neck, just below the Adam's apple. It is shaped like a butterfly, and it produces thyroid hormone, which then regulates our body's metabolism.
And what causes, if someone deals with thyroid problems, what causes them?
Okay, it depends whether you've got hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism. Hypothyroidism is usually an underactive thyroid disease whereby the thyroid gland is not producing enough thyroid hormones. So in those patients, usually the cause will be sort of a Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune disease. Or in patients who had previous thyroid surgery, or if they were previously treated with radioactive iodine, or if they have sort of iodine deficiency, or if they were overly treated in patients who had sort of an overactive thyroid and they were overly treated with antithyroid drugs. And then in patients who then have hyperthyroidism or an overactive thyroid disease, the cause is mainly Graves' disease, which is still an autoimmune disease. Or you can have a single nodule within the thyroid, which is overactive, what is known as a toxic nodular goiter. Or you can have multiple nodules within the thyroid gland, what is known as multinodular goiter. Or if you then have underactive thyroid and you're overly treated with thyroid hormones, then you can be overactive.
And can the effects be unpleasant? Or is it uncomfortable? Does it depend on the condition?
It depends on the condition. Obviously, if you've got an underactive thyroid and you've got a goiter, in some patients, that goiter presents with sort of pressure symptoms and you've got difficulty swallowing, got hoarseness of the voice. Some of them have fatigue. They've got memory loss. They've got hair that is, they're losing a lot of hair. They've got insensitivity to cold. Most of them are constipated. They gain weight easily. They've got dry skin. They can have menstrual irregularities. And then if you then have sort of an overactive thyroid, you're restless, you're anxious, got tremor, got heart palpitation. In some patients can present with arrhythmias or even heart failure. And they've got non-intentional weight loss as well as muscle weakness.
How do you manage that? And or maybe let's start with, how do you know that this is a thyroid problem? Would you have to consult with a medical practitioner? They diagnose it, or are there symptoms you can look out for?
Okay, so you have to consult with a medical practitioner. Unfortunately, the symptoms can be related to any other medical condition. So with the medical practitioner, they will need to diagnose, they will need to do sort of what is known as a thyroid function test to assess whether you've got an underactive or an overactive thyroid, or you've got normal thyroid hormones. So like I said, if you've got an underactive thyroid, if you've got easy fatigue and you find that you're losing hair, you're gaining weight easily, and it's hot now, but you find that you're cold, intolerant in this heat, please, you should consult your medical practitioner.
Because there are ways you can manage it, right? What are the options in dealing with these problems? So once you've been diagnosed and you know what kind of condition, how do you manage it?
Okay,
and so treat it?
Management will depend whether you've got an underactive or an overactive thyroid. If you've got an underactive thyroid, because your thyroid gland is not producing enough thyroid hormones, you will need to have thyroid hormone replacement. And it's very important for patients to know that if you're on thyroid hormone replacement, we calculate it according to your weight, and you don't need to take your thyroid hormone medication with concomitant drugs. You have to wait for an hour before you eat. And if you've eaten, at least wait for at least 4 hours before you take your thyroid medication so that it is absorbed easily. If you've got overactive thyroid, you might need to be on antithyroid medication. In some patients, you can they can have surgery, or we can treat them with what is known as radioactive iodine.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to take some questions from listeners, Dr. Mampani. Some are sending us WhatsApp voice notes as well. Let me start with this SMS. It says, "Hi, Clement. I was diagnosed over 12 years ago with thyroid, which is underactive. I am on treatment. Most of the night, I get very dry. My throat gets very dry at night while I'm sleeping. Can you ask the doctor for me what could be the reason?"
Okay, so if you've got an underactive thyroid, depending on whether you've got a goiter or not, like I said, you need to be on thyroid hormone replacement, and it has to be calculated according to the weight. So they have to also check if they're measuring their weight monthly and they're calculating their thyroid hormone replacement according to that. Are they taking their medication without concomitant drugs? Are they waiting for an hour before they eat? They shouldn't take their medication with any meal for it to be absorbed adequately.
Hmm. Okay. I'll take more questions after the break. 011-883-0702. We're talking about thyroid problems. What have you dealt with? How have you dealt with it? Any questions you have for Dr. Regina Mampani? I'm going to go straight to them. You can give us a call, send us a voice note on 072-702-1702, on SMS on 31702. 18 minutes before 12. This is the Health and Wellness feature, and we're talking about thyroid problems on our Health and Wellness feature today. Dr. Regina Mampani has been taking us through some of the causes, right? What causes thyroid problems? She's taking us through some of the common thyroid problems, and I want you to call in if you've got some questions. You can give us your WhatsApp text or send us your WhatsApp voice notes as well on 072-702-1702. Dr. Mampani, someone is asking here that, "Hi, my name is Steven. My problem is when I drink too much cold beer, the following morning I suffer from a pain like tonsils. What causes that?" This is a question from Steven in Meadowlands.
That might be very difficult to sort of assess. I think they need to consult the medical practitioner. It might not be related to your thyroid, because remember that your thyroid is just below your the Adam's apple, and usually the symptoms are not related to anything you drink. It's because your thyroid hormone thyroid gland is not producing enough thyroid hormones, so you'll be symptomatic even if you were not drinking that cold beer.
Okay. And then Gabby says, "I went to the doctor. They did a sonar and noticed a nodule after 6 weeks. The doctor checked if there was any change but found none. I have not been placed on medication. Should I worry and get a second opinion? I am a lady who's 66 years old and the symptoms are loss of hair."
Okay. If you worried, you can consult you can seek a second opinion. Usually with the nodules, if they ran blood tests and they've got normal thyroid function tests, you need to go for an ultrasound to look for features to suggest whether that nodule might have malignancy features, and to also check if you don't have gland like lymph nodes in your thyroid. So probably you can consult another medical practitioner, and also just they should assess whether that ultrasound, there are no features to suggest that that nodule might be malignant.
Yeah, and who's more prone to experience thyroid problems, doctor?
We are all prone, but people who have risk factors, if you do have a family member who's got a thyroid disease, if you're currently on medication for any other autoimmune disease, if you're female and you're above 60, if you had a previous neck radiation, or even if you were previously treated with radioactive iodine, I think you should be assessed regularly.
Let's go to Dina, who's calling us from Sandton. How's it going, Dina?
Hi, Clement. Hi, doctor. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. So my question for the doctor is, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's in 2015 under the care of an endocrinologist. I was fine for a while, but then I started with premenopause, and then everything kind of just went all over the place in terms of the estrogen and progesterone levels. And the more I took the medication that the endocrinologist obviously prescribed, it seemed to clash with, you know, everything in terms of, you know, the menopause. And eventually I had to see the gynae, and the gynae said I had to stop with the medication, barring the, you know, from the endocrinologist. The only thing he said I should stay on was obviously just the thyroid medication, because they kind of give you a little bit of everything just to try and keep the balance of the hormones, you know, in place. And I've been now with another doctor trying to sort of get the estrogen and the progesterone levels balanced, as well as the thyroid. But I'm really struggling with the weight. I mean, I don't battle in terms of energy or exercise or anything, because I actually exercise very well. I've always got boundless amounts of energy, but it's just the weight. And I can't understand how to sort of, you know, overcome this, because everybody just says, oh, be patient. But I'm sure I speak for a lot of other women where we are all struggling with the menopause, and then you've got this additional, you know, thyroid issue or which, you know, it's driving a person insane.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to do, and I just wanted to hear what the doctor's opinion was, or, you know, where do I go from here?
Yeah. Dr. Mampane, how do you advise Dina?
Okay, so obviously Hashimoto thyroiditis is an autoimmune disease, and in those patients, the thyroid gland is not able to produce enough thyroid hormones. From the Hashimoto's point of view, please make sure that you're taking your thyroid hormone replacement according to your weight, and you're taking it without any concomitant medication. So you should weigh yourself daily, make sure you're taking your thyroid hormone medication on an empty stomach, and without and wait for an hour before you eat. And then being premenopausal, that you also need to be assessed from that point of view, I think.
Yeah, I have been. I've been to the gynae, and I've also been to, trying to think of the name of the doctor. They do natural sort of remedy, and it seems to be better. The only issue is it's always just the weight, and everybody just says because you're in premenopause and, you know, bordering menopause, there's nothing really that you can do. You've got to wait it out. So, you know, menopause can be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. So, you know, it doesn't matter how I eat. I mean, it just doesn't seem to, you know, help in any way. And like you said, with the medication, the thyroid, I take it exactly as you're saying, and I've always done that because that's how they explained it. But I'm just not really getting anywhere. So, you know, I can exercise 7 days a week and it makes no difference.
Dina. Dr. Mampane, any last words to Dina there?
Is her recent thyroid function normal?
Well, I test every 6 months, so I'm going for another one in about probably a month's time, just so that they can monitor the dosage.
Okay, but 6 months ago, your thyroid functions was normal?
Yeah, it's always normal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you mind me, I think, to probably consult another medical practitioner? It is very difficult. I know with the premenopausal, you're still quite bloated.
Yeah.
And with the Hashimoto's as well, just gaining weight easily. So it might be very difficult. You might also need to probably maybe consult a dietitian so that they can assess if your diet is also appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for responding to that, Dr. Mampane. And Dina in Sandton, thanks for calling and good luck. Busi, you're in the Johannesburg CBD. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Busi.
Hi, Clement, our first time caller.
Come.
I just wanted to ask the doctor. About 2 months ago, I was diagnosed. I was always thirsty all the time. Then I went to the doctor, and then there was a nodule on the right-hand side. Then the doctor said I must go for a scan, and the scan confirmed that there is a nodule on the right-hand side. Then I went for a fine needle aspiration. It was not conclusive. So then I was sent to a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
The specialist suggested that we can go on and testing, but we won't know for sure, because he said he did not like what he felt. He suggested then that we have surgery. I have surgery then to remove the thyroid.
Mm.
And we went ahead about 2 months ago, September, then I removed it. Only when it was tested after, then it came back that the result, it was cancer.
Mm.
Though at first I felt that we rushed to have it removed.
Mm.
It was from the time of diagnosis, it was a week or so. And then I'm being operated on, but then it came back positive as cancer. The question I have for the doctor, though, I'm fine. I'm now on thyroxine and energy, and I did a radioactive tablet that you take where you have to be isolated and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But now the question is, there's always this uncomfortable feeling, and I was told that it is one of the side effects of the thyroid removal, and so I just wanted to ask the doctor, is that normal? How long does that last?
Oh, that uncomfortable feeling. All right, Busi, thank you for that. Dr. Mampane?
The uncomfortable feeling, I don't understand what she means by uncomfortable. Does it feel like there's something there?
It feels like sometimes like someone is holding your neck type of thing.
Hmm.
And then it comes and goes.
Interesting. Okay. Is it not maybe because you had a nodule there? Some people have a nodule, and with that nodule they experience compressive symptoms. So you might need to be assessed to check if you don't have another nodule there.
When I went for the scan after the radioactive iodine, there was nothing. Because I went for a scan again after the treatment, because I'm supposed to go after 6 months now.
Okay, and your current thyroid function is normal. You might find that you might need to increase your dose of eltroxin.
They said I was on 125, and the doctor said on the last blood test I was on low normal. So she wanted me to be on high normal. Now started with 150.
Mm.
Yes. It might be because of low thyroid hormone levels at the moment. So you might need to just increase your eltroxin. And with time, the minute your thyroid hormone levels are high normal, you might find that the symptoms improve.
Yeah. All right. Busi, thanks for calling us. Karabo, you are in Four Ways. Good morning.
Hi. Hi, doctor and Clement. Listen, I also have an issue with my thyroid. In 2005, I felt like I had stroke-like symptoms, and I went into hospital, and it was actually a thyroiditis. That was 2005 after I had my child, my first child. And thereafter, my physician always was saying, your thyroid is enlarged, and I didn't understand what that meant. But ultimately, in 2006, I was diagnosed as having a gorgia, and I had a thyroid lobectomy of the left lobe. And the weight gain is an issue, and it deals with your self confidence. Number one, number two, you've never been this big person, and the hair loss and the skin. I've always had an issue with my skin, but in 2016, I went to a different endocrinologist because I'd gone to so many, and they realized that actually I had an issue with hernia.
Yeah.
And once they got they rectified the hernia, I started losing the weight back to, because I've always been a thin person, and then the hernia now it started, that helped. And of course in 2018, because of, I had to have a hysterectomy and so forth, but I'm starting to see that now I'm getting my weight back, the old weight, because they fixed the hernia.
Okay, Karabo. Dr. Mampani, do you have a quick response there for Karabo? We just start running out of time.
I didn't really get her question. She said she had thyroiditis post delivery.
Yeah.
Thyroiditis.
Okay, so you know what we'll do? Because that's what, that was after 2005. And she says she had stroke like symptoms. What I'll do, Dr. Mampani, because we're out of time and I want you to respond to Karabo, I'm going to put you back to Laura. We'll get Karabo to explain just what the question is and see if Dr. Mampani can respond to that off air, just because I'm really out of time. But thank you so much, Dr. Regina Mampani, for joining us.